Heat is the top weather-related killer in the U.S. 7 different states have now adopted rules requiring employers to provide water breaks and other heat protections for workers. But regulations like that do not exist in Arizona, where triple-digit high temperatures can last months at a time. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young reports on efforts to change that.
53-year-old Jesus Reyes has been a day laborer in Tucson for about 30 years, mostly landscaping. One afternoon in June 2021, the scorching heat really caught up with him.
It started with a severe headache, a lot of vomiting, and a lot of dizziness.
He'd been working all day without much access to water or shade. By the time his wife took him to the hospital after work, he'd lost consciousness.
The doctor told me that I had arrived just in time.
It was heat stroke, a life-threatening condition that affects the heart, brain, and other vital organs. Reyes needed 2 surgeries to save his life. 5 years later, he still doesn't feel like he's fully recovered.
I don't want to push my body too hard because I'm afraid. Afraid that the same thing might happen to me again, because it was a truly terrible experience.
OSHA estimates every year more than 20,000 workers suffer illnesses or injuries related to heat exposure on the job nationwide, and estimates more than 500 die. Arizona has no specific workplace heat regulations, and as climate change drives up temperatures, outdoor worker deaths in Arizona appear to be increasing at a faster rate than in neighboring California, where heat rules have been in place since 2005. That's according to a recent study in the Journal Health Affairs.
From the fields to the streets, we demand protections from this heat.
Labor groups have held rallies at the state capitol calling for Arizona to establish an enforceable heat standard under which employers could be cited if they're not taking precautions. They say workers in some of the hottest roles, day laborers, farm workers, are often immigrants with little job security who are afraid to complain. So they depend on authorities to keep workplaces safe. But that idea worries some Arizona employers.
It really could risk being inflexible to allow for the necessities for an agricultural operation.
Daniel Harris is with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Crops have to be picked when they're ready. Harris says safety is important, but
keeping it relegated to guidelines gets us there without over-regulating.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs last year put together a task force asking leaders in industries like agriculture, construction, and firefighting for their recommendations. The whole group agreed workers need access to water and training to spot heat illness, but they didn't all agree on enforcement. And this year, state officials did not move forward to establish the kind of enforceable regulations labor groups want. Dennis Kavanaugh, who chairs the state commission that enforces worker protection laws, said that could still happen.
Today's not a once and done. This is the beginning of our process as commissioners to deal with this issue.
Labor leaders say the state isn't moving fast enough. The last 2 years were Phoenix's hottest on record. Now Arizona workers are headed into another summer without the protections they've been calling for. For Jesus Reyes, that poses a dilemma.
We have to work to survive.
But in Arizona's heat, he worries whether he'll survive his work. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.